certain controls and conditions, of course, and in return we would conduct you through the remainder of the Institute.
And he agreed.
Yes, well, yes he did. But he made the point that much of it would make no sense to you, despite your undoubted remarkable range of skills.
Ryan helped Christy to her feet.
Fair enough. Well, let's go.
They covered most of the first floor of the long wing of the Institute, visiting lab after lab, with benches and all kinds of arcane scientific equipment. After 3/4 of an hour, they stopped for a break. Secmen brought in trays of different colored drinks, pink, green, and violet. They all tasted the same.
Mm-hmm. It's mixed fruits, pulped and spun dried in a vacuum rotator, then reconned and liquefied with preservatives and color additives. Delicious, aren't they?
You know, I recall being down in the Mojave once, having a disagreement with a breed baron. This was in my young and unwise days. The baron taught me a lesson in manners. He chained me naked in a cell that was 5x5 with an old rippled iron roof. It was 110 outside. Must have been 150 inside. Nothing to eat or drink for a week. To survive, I had to do a kind of back roll and piss into my own mouth. Not a pretty thought, but I lived through it. And lived to see that baron choke on his own bloodied lungs.
And your point?
Oh yeah, nearly forgot. Given the choice, I'd rather drink my own piss again than this shit.
Christy inclined her head to Ryan.
You know, Buford was right. I haven't understood but one word in every 100 that he's spoken on this tour. What about you, lover?
Not much. From what I got, the research for a while now here in the Institute has been directed at recreating life and making it perfect. Removing all the rotten parts and replacing them with good bits from elsewhere.
Like breeding horses or cultivating flowers.
Right. That's why they're interested in Jack. They want to study him and see what it is in his genes that makes him an albino. Then try and replicate? Is that the right word? Replicate? Yeah. Replicate a new Jack who's normal.
I understood that. But what do they want from me? To make another Christy who hasn't got the Gaia powers? That wouldn't make any sense at all. Unless they could alter it in some way. I don't like the thought of that.
We'll go up the stairs to the top floor now.
Ryan pointed to the end double sectors.
What's along there?
Buford looked up at the ceiling, as if he were trying to read the solution to an ageless riddle among the strips of neon lights.
Oh, that's sort of a secret. Professor Crichton said he was sorry, but he didn't feel able to include that in our guided tour.
Why? All you've shown us so far is genetic engineering, although it's carried a bit farther than anything I've heard of. But it's still not much more than tampering with elongated DNA chains, using your supercomputers to ease calculations.
Here in the Melissa Crichton Institute, Mildred, we all believe in making yesterday's impossibilities tomorrow's possibilities.
That's the sort of jolly phrase that my dear grandmother would have insisted on embroidering into a sampler. The sort of thing that echoes around the mouth like an overripe plum and means precisely nothing.
Buford was adamant about denying them access to the doors, and there were set guards there to back him up. Ryan decided not to push the matter. As Buford led the rest of them up the stairs, Ryan remained a few moments, staring intently at the wall above the sectors, where an old sign had been painted over. After they'd seen all that they were allowed to see, which Ryan calculated at about 60% of the closed wing of the Institute, Ladro Buford invited them to eat a little lunch with him. A couple of the other scientists joined them, and without warning, the tottering figure of David Crichton appeared, taking a seat at one end of the long table. The food laid before them was no better than before, a variety of mushed-up slops in several different colors and with several different names. Dean put his spoon down halfway through the main course.
Don't you have any real food here, Mr. Buford? Like meat or fruit or anything?
We have this baby diet for several reasons. One of them is this.
Crichton put his palsied hand into his mouth and took out a full set of false teeth, laying them, trailing spittle, on the table alongside his plate. At a nod from their leader, The other Whitecoats also took out full sets of teeth and showed them to the Outlanders, with Buford last to comply.
We have technical skills to replace the teeth we lose, but not the medical ability to keep the teeth with which we are born. That answers your question, young man. Chewing is one of our more difficult problems in the Institute.
We've seen some of what you do here. Not all, by a long shot, but I think we get the overall picture.
You do you? Then that's extremely clever of you, young lady.
It's been a long while since I've been called that, Professor Crichton. Thank you. But I have some questions.
Full speed ahead, and damn the torpedoes.
What do you use as your raw material for the research? I saw nothing involving live tissue.
We occasionally make use of animals that we trap locally. After use, they are returned to the wilds unharmed.
Like those dogs you were searching for?
Yes. Only they had been bred here.
You don't use humans?
Oh, no.
Never? I find that surprising, considering the range of your exploratory surgery. Not even cadavers?
Corpses! What do you think we are, Miss Wyeth?
That's the big question, Professor. And another one is, why are you doing all this? What's the aim?
I'll field that one, if I may, Ladro. Originally, there was military interest. That is long gone, of course.
Of course.
You are aware that there are all manner of mutations rampant in the United States, or Deathlands, as it has sadly become. Our aim, as you put it, is to genetically remove all the mutations and breed a normal race.
All the mutations?
Obviously, only those that harm and destroy. The poor wretches called stickies are prime targets. With our help, they can be removed forever in a single generation.
I can remove stickies in 30 seconds flat. Quick and easy, and definitely permanent.
Crichton beckoned one of the silently watching Sekmen and took the Mossberg from him, holding it with difficulty.
We have our own firearms, you see.
Why such interest in me? Because I have the talent for drawing on a unique power?
Yes. We have used other muties, if you will pardon the expression. Most have had gross physical deformities or appalling social deviations. These are tolerable. I am most repulsed by the inner mutations.
But mine is...
No. It is physical, though it has an inner core that you can somehow tap. Once we examine your DNA, we can... But I'm talking over your head now, I'm sure.
Deoxyribonucleic acid, as opposed to ribonucleic acid, they differ in the pyrimidines. RNA has uracil rather than thymine. Similar, but different.
Well, I'll fly to the moon on a three-headed duck, as my grandmother used to say. Perhaps you can stay here and help us with our work when the others have been... My tongue stumbles. After the others eventually move on.
Maybe, but don't count on it.
I think I see what you mean about me. That my power is made manifest outwardly. How do you feel about inner powers like feeling and seeing?
You refer to doomies and seers. Now you are talking about serious, nucleus deep evil. Our experiments over the years have never found any physical reason for such powers. If we find them, then we destroy them.
Dean was instantly on his feet.
You wouldn't destroy Christie, or...
You need your afternoon rest, son. It sounds like you've been dozing and missing the professor's point. He already explained that the power Christie has is fine. Not like Doomies and those dangerous others who should be stomped on. He's just talking about the dangerous ones. You understand me, son?
Sure. Sorry, Dad. Sorry, everyone. Guess I'll go to my room.
Good idea. In fact, I think we all need a nap after that tour, if you'll excuse us.
Back in their own wing, Ryan called everyone together. Christie lay flat on her bed, her eyes closed.
Interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm. That was a nasty little moment about seers.
I'm so sorry about... Just hearing him say that Christie was evil and should be destroyed made me see red. I won't do it again, Dad.
That's all right. You didn't do any harm. Mildred, any comments? You know more about this than the rest of us.
It's truly bizarre.